Our guest, Jonathan Butler, the new project, So Strong. Do you enjoy writing? Is there a conflict between writing and playing your guitar, or does that go hand in hand with Jonathan Butler?
It goes hand in hand for me because I'm connected to the instrument. You know, the instrument is the guitar is like an extension of my voice, you know. And so, but I also write a lot on piano. I do a lot of writing on piano. I guess a lot of people don't know that I play piano as well. I mean, I don't play like Herbie Hancock or anything like that, but I do play enough to write and to accompany myself, you know. So I do quite a lot of writing on both instruments because I play bass and I play piano. I play a little drums, percussion. So, yeah.
Ever got to the point, Jonathan, when you thought about just giving up, or maybe this isn't for me, or maybe I should just do my jazz thing and put this gospel thing on hold for a little bit?
No, you know what? There is not a limitation. And I believe God. Yeah, I believe, you know, if I limit myself, I will box myself in. And for me, fortunately for me, is the realization that I am not limited to any of that, because my heart's in the right place. There's an anointing on my life. God has called me to walk the way I'm walking and working out my salvation and what it is I do. I think that people who know me, who have come to my concerts and who are or churches, they know me for this person that I am. You know, I don't think they sort of put me in that class of, oh, JB's gospel or JB, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They know me for me, the way I am. and so I think, you know, this is one of the little things I needed to get, the hurdles I needed to get over for myself, was that, you know, don't limit yourself to just one place or one thing, because this is not who you are. This is who you are, you know. And that's, I remember being at a church in South Africa, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to use you in church and out of the church, and I shouldn't be afraid to be there, to open my mouth, you know. And so I have, you know, I have always had a sense of peace about what it is I do. However, I'm an artist that has two labels. I'm with the gospel label, and I'm with a jazz label. So contractually, I got to meet those deadlines, whatever they may be, or whatever that commitment may be. But, you know, knowing, you know, being a Christian and being a guy, being mature, as long as the content of my life, you know, that should speak more than anything else, you know.
How do you like touring?
That's my life. Okay. Touring is my life. I toured since I was 7 years old. I was touring. I was on stage from the age of 7, and so touring is my life, you know. If I'm not touring, I'm either just, you know, home cooking and learning more about cooking, because I really dig cooking. So, yeah.
Okay. Our guest, Jonathan Butler. Jonathan, tell us about the song Make Room for Me.
Yeah. That's fun. I mean, that's like me playing jazz and taking a serious risk at a solo and pulling it off. I love it. And okay. Make Room for Me is kind of one of those songs where, you know, all those jazz cats, I'm telling them, y'all better wait. You better watch out. I'm coming.
Hey, I hear you. Who are some of the folks you've toured with, you've enjoyed touring with?
I've enjoyed touring with a lot of people. George Duke is one of them. Kirk Whalum is one of them. Wayman Tisdale, Nancy Wilson. I enjoyed the early days of touring with Whitney Houston. I toured with Eric Clapton. I opened for Eric Clapton as well. A lot of great tours. A lot of fun tours. You know, Dave Cars. This summer I'm touring with Dave Cars as well.
Okay.
And so it's going to be fun.
Now, the project's So Strong.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to reach on this project?
Well, you know what? It's It's sort of a return for me to R&B because I haven't really done an urban album in a long time. And hopefully we will be reaching a new audience, you know, maybe an urban following that might have not been hip to, you know, me or whatever. I think the important thing is to keep raising eyebrows, and I'm hoping that this album would have done that, because for me it's more of a return to urban, to the urban thing that I used to do, you know. So it's been a refreshing situation for me, really refreshing.
Our guest, none other than Jonathan Butler. And in our final moments, Jonathan, where can one find So Strong?
Well, you know, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, I think you can find it everywhere. Yeah, they can go on my website, which is completely updated website. So they can Twitter me, or they can, you know, get on my website and just, you know. But they can definitely go to Amazon.com or iTunes and find it there.
Would you say your faith in God is so strong?
Amen. I think you nailed it. Amen.
Okay.
You've nailed it, because let me tell you, when you go through some stuff and you're leaning on the Lord and you see only what God can do, nobody can do, you come out stronger, believe me. You know, God gets the glory, though. You know, God gets the glory.
God gets all the glory.
Yes, yeah.
Our guest, the inimitable, Jonathan Butler, new project, So Strong. Pick it up. You will enjoy it. It will be a blessing. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Welcome, my brother. You're welcome. Take care.
You're welcome. Jonathan Butler on Star 1310.